Okay, make sure you're in fellowship as we look at the conclusion of day three, D plus three, after God separates the dry land from the waters. He then immediately brings about plant life to spread on the ground. Rereading verses 11 through 13, then God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, fruit trees bearing fruit after their kind with seed in them on the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed after their kind, and trees bearing fruit with seed in them after their kind. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning, a third day. So again, we see divine fiat, the decree, in the words, "Then God said," then a determination, fulfillment, appreciation aspect, or formless as part of the decree to let sprout. It was so, or brought forth, fulfillment, and it was good, the approval aspect from God's perspective. Point five, let's pick up there. God uses the earth here as a medium to cause both the germination and maturing of the plant life as the hifil verbs, which are causative in the Hebrew, cause to sprout and cause to bring forth. Dasha and Yatsa emphasized respectively. So six, what God provided was the material seeds for the plants, an accelerated growth process creating with apparent age. The seedlings actually came to maturity very quickly. So seven, the miracle of a fiat creation where there was previously no life forms is suddenly and dramatically covered with flora or plant life. Eight, where we left off. The plant life is viewed here in three general categories, translated in New American Standard as vegetation, which is deshi, plants, aseb, and fruit trees bearing fruit, espari, asapari, trees of fruit, bearing fruit. So nine, all three nouns categorizing the plants are collective singulars in the Hebrew. As a phenomenon of the Hebrew language, it may use a singular to categorize, if you will, many other things. And it's called a collective singular. Obviously, we recognize there's more than just one plant, one tree. There's many of these. So 10, this emphasizes the collective singulars, emphasizes that they maintain their specific identity of individual species of plant as defined by their generic genre or kind. So God creates the different species, the different types and kinds of plants in particular form. So 11, what God determines in detail for the creation of verse 11 is seen to be perfectly fulfilled then in verse 12. The determination, verse 11, the fulfillment, verse 12. So 12, now the first noun, vegetation, is used some 14 times in the Old Testament. Here in verses 11 and 12, Deuteronomy 32:2. "Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech is still as the dew, the droplets on the fresh grass, and the showers on the herb, fresh grass, vegetation." 2 Samuel 23:4. "He says, the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, when the tender grass springs out of the earth through sunshine after rain." 2 Kings 19:26. Therefore their inhabitants were short of strength. They were dismayed and put to shame. They were as the vegetation of the field, and as the green herb, as grass in the housetops, the scorched before it's grown up. Job 6:5. Does the wild donkey bray over his grass, or does the ox low over his fodder? Job 38:27. To satisfy the waste and desolate land, and to make the seeds of grass to sprout. Psalm 23:2, 23rd Psalm. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Psalm 37:2. For they will wither quickly, the evildoers, like the grass, and fade like the green herb. Proverbs 27:25. When the grass disappears, the new growth is seen, and the herbs of the mountains are gathered in. Isaiah 15:6. For the waters of Nimrim are desolate, surely the grass is withered, the tender grass died out, there is no green thing. Isaiah 37:27. Therefore their inhabitants were short of strength. They were dismayed and put to shame. There was the vegetation of the field, and as a green herb, as grass in the housetops is scorched before it is grown up. That's 66:14. Then you shall see this, and your heart will be glad, and your bones will flourish like the new grass. And the hand of the Lord shall be made known to his servants, and he shall be indignant toward his enemies. And then Jeremiah 14:5. For even the doe in the field is given birth only to abandon or young, because there is no grass. So 13, while the noun vegetation, deshi in the Hebrew, was most often translated grass, point 13, it further incorporates other vegetation one might find in the plains or pasture land to include shrubbery and herb-type plants and trees. 14, the main emphasis of this class of plant is that it grows wild and would not be generally used for the purpose of developed farming or gardening. Part of your jungle growth, if you will, or simply pasture lands. This is made distinct now in the next two classes of flora, plants and fruit trees, respectively, in regards to that which grows wild and then that which is able to be, if you will, cultivated for a purpose of food or marketing, etc. So 16, with both of these species, the common denominator is that they are self-propagating. They reproduce on their own, being seed-bearing, whereas vegetation has no such qualifier. as said in the peri trees, fruit trees, are seed bearing. 17, that they are seed bearing, they are marketable, obviously, for food production. Put them in a little packet and charge people out there kazooed so they can plant edible foods. 18, the noun plants, a seb, is used 33 times and is used of edible plants. The examples, not to list all the uses, but to show their edible category, if they're sustainable for life, food overall, Genesis 1, 29 and 30. They'll be referred to again in regards to men having authority, mankind given authority. Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed, Genesis 1, 29, God speaking, that is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seed, it shall be food for you. So our terms used there in context with food. In verse 30, and also to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the sky, and to everything that moves on the earth which has life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. 3:18. Both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you. After the curse, the fall of man, new type of habitat emerges, and you shall eat the plants of the field. 9:3, Genesis 9:3. So again, we see associated with eating. Every moving thing that is alive shall be food for you. In regards to Noah, I give all to you as I give the green plant. Psalm 104:14. And there in the New American Standard, it is translated vegetation in this verse, showing you the spasmodic attempts at translating. Obviously, context helps us. Psalm 104:14. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the labor of man. Their labor to cultivate for food, so that he may bring forth food from the earth. Amos 7:2. Came about when I had finished eating the vegetation of the land that I said, that's locust swarm that goes in and destroys farmers' crops and food. Lord God, please pardon, how can Jacob stand, for he is small. And then Zechariah 10:1. Ask rain from the Lord at the time of the spring rain, the Lord who makes the storm clouds, and will give the showers of rain, vegetation in the field to each man. They're put it within a farming or agricultural context. So 19, the idea behind this genus of plant is a potential food source, finding maximum use through cultivation, working the ground, obviously having to take care, making sure that they're not overgrown with other wild grass, weeds, and things of this nature. 20, now fruit trees bearing fruit, obviously, is fairly self-explanatory and highlights the apparent age of the creation as only mature trees bear fruit. Doesn't happen with a sapling. If you've ever had fruit trees, it takes a while for them to grow. I actually brought a couple of banana trees with me from Oklahoma that survived until just this past year. I had one bloom, never had a banana. But they do make good fires, the oil in them. They warn you, don't try to burn the dead stuff because it has a certain oil in it that can ignite fairly quickly. So, anyway, Ann killed my banana trees and we move on. And obviously, the trees bearing fruit is a main source of food, as we will see in regards to Adam and Eve. So, it highlights the apparent age of creation, as only mature trees bear fruit. 21, this would include all nut trees. In fact, nuts are called fruit. The fruit of the nut is the meat, as well as citrus, berry, banana, etc. Type trees that one would want to have for an orchard, let's say, apple trees, etc. 22, the divine gardener planted these fully developed plants over the face of terra firma. So God's into farming. And obviously, the earth was probably prolific with these particular plants at this point in time. 23, the distribution was according to his wisdom to be utilized, obviously, for food, as Genesis 1:29 brought out. What is added to both the plants and fruit trees? In the execution, verse 12, is the twofold after their kind, or more literally, according to their type, the lamed mean combination in the Hebrew. 25, the noun kind or type is used 31 times in 18 verses and as always refers to animate lower creation. As we see here in Genesis 1, 11, and 12, of plants and trees. In 1:21, it is used there of sea and fowl life. God created a great sea monster, ever living creature that moves with which the waters formed after their kind, according to their type, and every winged bird according to his type. Uh, 24 and 25 of mammals and reptiles, that the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, and creeping things and beasts of the earth after their kind. In 6:20, 7:14, Leviticus 11:14, 15, 16, 19 is used of birds. Of the birds after their kind, and of the animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the ground after his kind. Two of every kind shall come to you to keep them alive. In regards to Noah preserving lower creation, 7:14. Oh, that was 7:14. No, that was 6:20. 7:14. And then every beast after his kind, cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after his kind, and every bird after his kind, all sorts of birds. Leviticus 11, outside of Genesis here. the kite and the falcon in its kind, according to his kind. 15, raven, every raven after its kind. 16, the ostrich and the owl and the seagull and the hawk in its kind. And then 19, the stork and the heron and its kinds, and the hoopoe and the bat. In verse 22, then insects, these of them you may eat, the locust in its kinds. So locusts are designed as a food source. They're high in protein. And the devastating locust in its kinds, different kinds of locusts. The cricket in his kinds, the grasshopper in his kinds. Things that our society generally turn their nose up, other societies readily accept as a food source, as often it's the only thing they can get to eat. In verse 29, it's used of rodents and lizards. Now these are to you the unclean among the swarming things which swarm on the earth. The mole and the mouse and the great lizards in his kinds. So that gives you an idea of swarming things on the earth. Then again in Deuteronomy 14, verses 13, 14, 15, and 18, there are birds. Then Ezekiel 47, 10, they're used of fish. Regards to the water that will come for the millennial temple. And it will come about that fishermen will stand beside it. From Engedi to Eneglin, there will be a place for the spreading of nets. Their fish will be according to their kinds, like the fish of the great sea, very many. The environment will drastically change during the millennium. All seawater will change from salt to fresh water, and some fairly miraculous aspects of nature will be seen here as a river that comes from the Temple Mount that will flow out, obviously, to the Mediterranean otherwise. All right, 24. Now, what is added to both the 26. What God has created and made distinct, man ought not to confuse. Obviously, he created certain genus and types for purpose. Not that there's necessarily anything wrong with creating hybrids of plants, etc. But overall, we should respect what is there and utilize it the way God intended it to be utilized. Probably our society would be a lot healthier if we still follow this principle today, instead of adding all of our own bits of wisdom to everything via chemicals and additives and all these other things. But anyway, it's all temporary. 27, order out of confusion or chaos is the hallmark now of the restoration process. The tohu, base meaning means confusion or chaos, with the establishment of the new landmass and now with habitat and food for fauna and mankind to survive. The desolation aspect of the planet, its chaotic previous state, has been reversed, and it becomes a hallmark in the restoration process. 28, things are the way they are because God established a natural order, and men ought to accept his decrees. 29, God's perception here, and God saw, in the phrase, and God saw, the new flora landscape of earth is satiated. The phrase, it was good. God is satisfied with what He does. 30, the combined wisdom of His omniscience finds both the new continent and its newly established habitat of flora as a mark of perfection to perpetuate life. It provides all the nutrients, everything necessary for any type of now corporeal life or bodily life to exist and flourish in the most healthiest of ways. So he creates the wild pasture type of land. That obviously provides a natural habitat, the material for living for animals and man, and then the food products within the vegetation and tree types or kinds for men otherwise. So 31, a mark of an adjusted believer is the appreciation of the beauty and sophistication of God's handiwork. Rather than being maladjusted with the environment that you live in, get in fellowship, reflect upon these verses, and regard the sophistication, the miraculous aspect in regards to their very presence, and an appreciation in regards to what God has provided otherwise. 32, that an order exists even in the plant life of our planet screams intelligent design. There is an order. And again, the boundaries are set in spite of how men may try to alternate them or mess with them otherwise, as certain aspects of crossing obviously is probably more prevalent in the animal world than it is in the plant world, some intelligence put this together. So ends D plus 3.33, day 3. All right, moving on to day 4. On D plus 4, we have now reversing Bohu being accomplished in days 4 through 6. That encompasses verses 14 through the end of the chapter in the New American Standard, verse 31. And it begins here on D plus 4 with the establishment of heaven's light bearers. These are some fun verses to work out and recognize the full impact that is here in this particular day of God's creation. All right, again, looking at the Hebrew here. Then God said, let there be luminaries in the expanse of the heavens. Our typical construction of the proclamation, divine fiat, while Amar Elohim, vowel consecutive with the cow imperfect Amar, A-M-A-R, followeth our noun, God Elohim, let there be luminaries in the expanse of the heavens. Let there be is a cow imperfect with the justice force, command force, third masculine singular of our come to pass, that come to pass, Hayah, H-A-Y-A-H, followed with our noun, common plural, absolute, Maor, translated Lights of New American Standard. I've changed it to Luminaries for reasons that we will see in the points. M-A-O-R, used 18 times. Let there be luminaries or lights in the expanse of the heavens. In is a preposition bait, followed with our word for expanse that we saw in the creation of the expanse, the atmosphere, versus rakia, noun, comma, masculine, singular, construct, R-A-Q-I-Y-A, in the expanse of, in the construct state, the heavens, definite article, or noun for heavens, noun, common, plural, ha-shamayim, S-H-A-M-A-Y-I-M, for the first purpose, the initial purpose, to separate the day from the night. We have a series of purposes that are attached to their creation. To separate is your preposition lamed, L-A-M-E-D, plus your verb hifel, infinity construct of badal, to separate or divide, B-A-D-A-L. Principle of separation once again. And what they will divide here is the day from the night. You have the preposition bayin, B-A-Y-I-N, between, literally the day, definite article with a noun for day, common singular absolute, yom, Y-O-M, and between, while, bayin, definite article, ha, and then our noun for night, common masculine singular, la yela, L-A-Y-E-L-A-H, la yela. Then we have another purpose attached to them. This is not determinative or justive. It is actually a future in the Hebrew. And they will be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. You have the wow consecutive with the cow perfect, hence changing it to imperfect or future. Third masculine plural, wow haya. It will come to pass, or they will be, H-A-Y-A-H. Then the series of indicators that are attached to them for signs and for seasons. You have the noun common takes both masculine singular, plural, absolute of our word for signs, oath, O-T-H, and again I note here the verb's not jessive here, and for seasons, wow, with the lamed preposition, again denoting purpose, with the noun, comma, masculine, plural, moed, M-O-E-D, moed, mean appointed place or appointed time, hence for seasons, and for days and years. Wow, preposition lamed, then our noun for days, yom, in the plural absolute, Y-O-M, plus the wow conjunction, followed with our noun, feminine plural absolute for years, shana, S-H-A-N-A. And in verse 15, and they will be for luminaries in the expanse of the heavens. wow, consecutive with the verb kal, perfect, again denoting the future, haya, followed with the preposition lamed, then our noun for luminaries, again, or lights, maor, m-maor, m-a-o-r, maor. In the expanse of the heavens, you have the preposition bait, p-e-t, rakia, expanse, repeated, common masculine singular construct, expanse of the heavens, definite article, shamayim, the noun, s-h-a-m-i-y-m, forgot an a in there, shamayim, start over, s-h-a-m-a-y-i-m, to give light on the earth, to illuminate, or to shine literally upon the earth, preposition lamed. Then you have the hifil infinitive, again this denotes purpose, or, or, upon the earth, preposition all, al, with a definite article, common feminine singular, absolute, eretz, e-r-e-t-s. And it was so. Our typical construction, wow, consecutive, with the kal imperfect, third masculine singular, ha-ya, followed with the adverb kin. And it came to pass, or was so. So, he expresses the fulfillment, first in a general way, and then he provides the specifics in verse 16 in regards to these luminaries. And God made the two great luminaries. Obviously, Elohim is a noun for God. You have the wow, consecutive, kal, and perfect, third masculine singular of our verb to make out of something, something out of something, asah, A-S-A-H. The two great luminaries. You have the sign of the direct object to note the action, what receives the action of the verb to make, eth, E-T-H. Followed with the adjective masculine dual construct, shanayim, two, s-h-e-n-a-y-i-m, two luminaries, the luminaries, the great ones, literally, in the Hebrew. Definite article, maor, that noun, there, m-a-o-r, followed with the definite article and the adjective masculine plural of our word for great, gadol, G-A-D-O-L. The two great luminaries. The greater luminary to govern the day and the lesser luminary to govern the night. You have to sign a direct object, again, eth. Followed with definite article, maor, the luminary. Here, the great one, ha gadol, repeated. Here, to govern the day. Again, purpose attached to it. To govern, you have the preposition lamed, L-A-M-E-D. Then our noun, common feminine singular construct, translated to govern, Memshala, M-E-M-S-H-A-L-A, to rule or govern. The day, so the greater light, to govern the day, Ha-Yom, Y-O-M, definite article, and the sign of direct object repeated with the wow conjunction, the lesser light, the light, ha maor, repeated, and then our adjective for lesser with the definite article adjective, masculine, singular, absolute, ha kaon, q a o n, kaon.
Oh,
sorry. All right, catch up. With me? Okay. Looks pretty good when the light's on, doesn't it? I keep the light off so you don't know if I know what I'm doing or not, probably. So the lesser, kaon, sorry about that. I guess that's one of the good things about the old style overhead projector. You knew whether it was on or not. This one I just still learning. The lesser one, the light. And it's given, if you will, the authority to govern the night. You have minshallah repeated to govern rule. Then our noun for night with the definite article. That's preceded again with the preposition lamed, minshallah. Ha la layeth la yella. L-A-Y-E-L-A-H. L-A-H. And then in the Hebrew, it simply finishes, the stars also. Obviously, he made is understood, but the stars also. While conjunction with the sign of direct object, eth, then our noun for stars with a definite article, noun, common, masculine, plural, absolute, kokab, K-O-K-A-B. All right. We'll pick this up Tuesday evening. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, continue to lighten and see these things in Jesus' name. Amen.